StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hey, and welcome from New York for what is a special episode of This Month in German Startups by StartupRate.io. We are looking at our unicorn tracker, or you are listening to our unicorn tracker, and it is October. It's getting colder outside, cozier inside, and that means that there needs to be a double pack, and a double pack, that's not a word, and Doppelpack, a double strike of our news reporting. First of all, I always, as always, have the great pleasure to do this together with Joe in Frankfurt. How are you?
Hey guys, how are you doing? I'm doing great. Everybody who's watching this on video can see a warm pullover and the shirt underneath. I'm all in fall mode here.
Yeah, it's happening. Less than 2 months to Christmas. So that's cool. We recorded this episode on October 25th, 2021, wrapping up October. And this is, as I said, a bonus episode following our special coverage of the unprecedented creation of unicorn startups in the German-speaking startup scene. And our first news actually is that Germany has a new most valuable fintech, one that we spoke about a lot in our regular coverage already, because it's such a it has a long history, and it was also like quite a critical history, but now things are looking pretty well for N26, a bank, a new bank in Germany, which took over Trade Republic. But the way to this monster funding was not easy. N26 is now valued at $9 billion. They're based in Berlin. They raised $900 million in this round, getting to the valuation of $9 billion, and therefore becoming Germany's biggest, most valuable fintech, one of the world's 20 most valuable fintechs. But they are still in trouble with German bank oversight BaFin, and which nevertheless also hadn't stopped them in the previous round to raise €700 million at an €8 billion valuation. So apparently they were able to put a positive spin on the whole BaFin discussion and on the BaFin customer cap. Even though the CEO for Germany leaves or left the neobank for Hawk AI. So that probably is like the biggest unicorn story to get out of the way, but we also have new unicorns to announce. And this is where you come in.
New unicorns. Da 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 da. Enpal, ENPAL, a Berlin-based photovoltaics leasing firm that provides solar power systems for homeowners with no money up front, becomes a unicorn with €150 million investment by SoftBank, valuing the company at $1.1 billion. Sorry for all the currencies up front, down, but that's just the way we find it in the news. We assumed it already in our last episode. Now it is confirmed. DoorDash backs round valuing delivery startup Flink, a competitor of Gorillas, generating yet another new unicorn in Germany at $2.5 billion. And as I like to say, there's another maybe unicorn. Munich-based solar car company Sono Motors files for US IPO. This may be happening in 2021 or 2022. The IPO would value the company at $1 billion. And here's the but. They will deliver the first car only in 2023. And of course, we have a no more unicorn to announce. The German startup media speculated that food giant Oetker, basically you can get almost everything related to cooking and baking from them. When we make Christmas cookies, it's all over here. And they're really big, and they're really a well-established and very diversified family holding. And as we said, the startup media speculated Oetker paid €1 billion for quick delivery service Flaschenpost message in a bottle. Now their annual report reveals a maximum payment of 898 million euros. Note, this may exclude payments to the founders tied to the performance, so it may reach at 1.1 billion. Christian, I do believe you're a big SPAC fan, right?
Yeah. Also, a lot of numbers, always great in audio. So it's good when we fight through it. So we have a fact box with major European SPAC listings this year, and the market seems to cool down a bit, which we talk a tiny bit more about in our general news. But we also took a look at the existing unicorns, and they're probably being like the juiciest story of the month, Flixbus, and because Flixbus acquired Greyhound in the US. So everybody knows from like the movies, the look of the Greyhound buses and how much the company actually did in order to bring Americans closer together and how important it was in former decades. Now, it is not an independent company anymore, and because the owner is a UK-based company called First Group, which paid an amount in the billions in order to get Greyhound. So therefore, the 140 million US dollars that Flixbus is now paying seems like a steal. First Group was interested in selling the company already back in 2019. Now, because of COVID and the Greyhound numbers looking even worse, the company really suffered another hit, and they generated more than 10 million euros in losses in Q1 of 2022, cut 50% of their headcount since the start of COVID. And so, we will really see how this will come back, because also, I guess, driving in a bus packed with people is something that probably the people need to get used to again. Having said that, Greyhound always used to be a cheap mode of transportation, and probably it is full of people who not really have many other transportation and mobility choices. Flix Mobility, which is the company behind the Flixbus brand, was valued at 2.5 billion euros at their last fundraising in June this year, and they already reached unicorn status in 2018. After that big story, we take a little look at fintech unicorns, where we have the newly minted unicorn, which more than doubles its valuation. They were valued at 1.4 billion euros, 1.6 billion US dollars in January 21, joined the ranks of unicorns, and Personio is now seeking funding at a valuation of more than 6 billion. We have several links and reports related to that. It's a German HR startup, and they are fundraising quite a lot of money. They now had this news where they said, okay, it's 270 million US dollars of additional funding, but in January they also had another round. And it is, as far as we know, the second most valuable privately held startup in Germany.
Which, as everybody who's listening to this unicorn tracker, may change every day.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's all just numbers on papers anyway. What are we even doing here? We also have the Berlin-based fintech unicorn Trade Republic, which grew against the general market trend as measured by app downloads. They don't close financials. They don't have to publish their numbers soon. So this is the best real-time indicator. But as we also said, Trade Republic is being taken over by N26.
But not like in a corporate takeover, only in valuation.
Takeover. It has double meanings. Anyway, probably this is a good time to hand it over.
Yes, talking scalable capital. Once only a robo-advisor, they feel the competition of Trade Republic, Bitpanda, and others. They expand with their asset management and brokerage offer in three additional countries, namely Spain, Italy, and France. No episode of the Unicorn Tracker without Gorillas. Germany's grocery delivery unicorn Gorillas joins forces with Dutch mobility startup Docker. And the company fired food delivery service Strikers. And Delivery Hero confirms investment in startup Gorillas. They invested $235 million for a 8% stake, valuing Gorillas pre-money at $2.1 billion. Stay ahead of the curve. Nothing here this time. Chris, as always, was a pleasure working with you.
The pleasure was all mine.
So let's meet again shortly before Thanksgiving, and keep in mind, this will be likely a double episode again.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for listening and watching. Bye.
Bye, guys.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.